There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. A proverbial story. In a quiet kingdom nestled between jagged mountains and ancient forests, there lived a young warrior named James the Valiant. Brave and determined, James sought to carve his name into the pages of lore and legend. His father, a humble blacksmith, had always warned him, "Wisdom is better than strength, my son. There is a way that seems right, but its end leads only to ruin." But James was headstrong and arrogant, longing for personal glory. One crisp morning, word whispered through the town that a terrible beast had invaded the nearby valley. It devoured crops and terrified travelers. The king promised riches and honor to the one who could slay the monster. James saw his chance. Ignoring the cautions and counsel of the elders, as well as the pleading of his mother, James took up his sword and set out alone. His heart burned with confidence. Every step down the shadowed path felt certain, as if destiny itself pulled him forward. Along the way, James met an old hermit sitting by the road. His eyes, clouded and distant, seemed to see through his flesh and into his very soul. "Turn back, boy," the old man advised. "Many have passed this way, sure of their strength. None returned." James scoffed. "I am not like them. I am stronger, wiser, and better prepared." The hermit sighed and reminded him of the old proverb, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." James ignored his advice and left him behind. Triumphantly, he pressed on. Deep in the valley, James finally found the beast, a serpent as long as a river, with scales that shimmered like black glass. It spoke with a voice like crackling ice. "Do you seek death, young warrior?" James charged, attacking with his blade gleaming. The fight was fierce. His strikes were swift, but the serpent's hide repelled his blows. Hours passed. Wounded, exhausted, and cornered, James realized too late that strength alone could not defeat this wily creature. The serpent's eyes glowed. "You walked the path you believed was right," it hissed, "but you ignored all the wise advice offered to you." With a final hiss, he drove his fangs deep into James's heart. Days later, the old hermit wandered into the valley, finding the broken sword and the body of the lifeless warrior. He knelt down, paying his respects. "So many take this road," he whispered to himself. "They were all certain of their cause, blind to their end." He left a cairn stone memorial by James's side, inscribed with words of wisdom, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25. In every village square throughout the kingdom, the tale of James was told, not as a story of valor, but as a solemn caution and wise warning. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25.